And men don't make good women, and women don't make very good men. Same thing in the church. You know, it's like, I have to be a man whether I like it or not. You know, I've got to be an authority whether I like it or not. You know, I don't always want to necessarily go around being responsible for everything, having to be in charge of everything. Not that I'm in charge of everything, but I mean in a figurative sense. I hope you follow my meaning. Meaning when, as it pertains to my wife. Meaning as it pertains to church. Men got to take the leadership. Okay, men. And that's the problem. You know why women are leading churches? Because men have failed to step up into their responsibility. And the women have kind of wanted to. The men are like, oh, sure, go ahead. You do it. I don't want to do it. So sin just absolutely flourishes. Because they're both out of their element. If they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. Meaning, like, let's say the guy's at the church, the prophet's teaching, and the woman's not a prophet, right? And she's like, excuse me, you said this, but I thought that blah, 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 and questions, and so on and so forth. Because women can be like that, okay? Men can be like that, too. Receive him that is weak in the faith, but not to doubtful disputations. You know, avoid foolish and unlearned questions. Avoid. Questions are supposed to be avoided, foolish ones. Anyways, and sometimes because, remember, in Greek civilization, the women were very sequestered in their homes, okay? So they would not necessarily be part of a civic thing or like a church in the first place. So the women would probably be coming in after in a lot of cases, unless they had a lot of very liberally minded men married to them, you know, treating them. Because my wife is my metaphysical equal. You know what I mean? I mean, in a sense of like, I don't consider her less than me. Certainly not of any lesser value. I value my wife more than me. You know what I mean? It's not about value and about importance. It's just about roles. And responsibilities. You know, obedience is a responsibility. It is not just being second fiddle. Not at all. I'm subject to having to be in authority. That in of itself, it is something that must be born, you know, carried. It is a shame for women to speak in the church. Now it's a shame for anyone to speak in the church. Really, I mean, you can't talk in church. You know, in church, you shut up. I mean, that's what comes to mind when I read that. Like, we're so far away from Paul's days, you know. Not only women lead church, but no one can talk in church. Just the person up front, they do all the talking. Well, you know, then there's announcements. And I mean, as far as, but in things that really matter of the Spirit, everyone else is supposed to shut up and let the minister minister to you. We don't minister to each other. They minister. And then we give them money. Oh, Lord. I feel like I could cry. Because I just think everything is just so far off and wrong. I don't want to be part of it. Whatever, I'm going to do what I have to do and we'll see what the future brings. What, came the word of God out from you? Or came it to you only? If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge the things that I write to you are the truth, or are the commandments of the Lord. I'm sorry, I'm just making it up. Let him acknowledge that the things I write to you are the spirit of the commandments of the Lord. Now I feel funny for saying, well, these things are by permission, by Paul's times. Now I feel like, boy, Paul, you think you're a prophet, Paul? You think you have understanding? You think you're spiritual? I have to acknowledge the things that Paul has said are the commandments of the Lord. Women got to be this way. This is how it ought to be. I think I've acknowledged that. You know, again, but as unto wise, right? These are the commandments of God in the spirit. Not according to the letter, because the letter will kill. If you try to do this by the letter, it's going to kill you. I mean, in the sense, you're going to quench the spirit. You're going to not have things that you ought to have. But if you take it in the true spirit of it, I mean, not that you should do things disorderly, but just in the spirit of order. You know, and he says by two or three, right? He just means a couple. Would it be a sin to have, let's say, four prophets speaking in turn? Or four people speaking in turn? Four would be pushing it, wouldn't it? Paul said three. He said two or three, you know? Just a few. Four would be pushing it. because you're going beyond what he said. So you should stick in the spirit to what the apostle has said. I think these things have been pretty self-explanatory. But again, why all these regulations if it's just foreign languages? People have been using foreign languages for thousands of years without having Paul come along and explain to you, hey, you know, don't speak foreign languages to people that don't understand them. By the way, at the Tower of Babel, they figured that out in like 5 minutes. I don't understand. I don't understand. Hey, do you understand me? Yes, I understand. Okay, we're together. Let's go. And the nations were formed. That's where nations came from. Some people try to say that races are all different and different creations. It's junk. Races, the scriptures teach that the Tower of Babel was the beginning of nations when they were divided. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy. Covet is zeal again. Be zealous. Be jealous. Love isn't jealous. I love to prophesy, so I'm jealous. I know. Paul, you're getting on my nerves, man. You shouldn't contradict Paul like that. I'm not contradicting. That's the thing. You've got to understand. He says it in the Spirit. You got to understand the Spirit. Love is not jealous in a sinful way. Love doesn't covet that which doesn't have coming. But by the Spirit and gifts of God, I covet the adoption. I covet the resurrection. I covet prophecy. I don't covet the prophecy of someone else or someone else's gifts. I just covet that God would give me that gift for me. From himself. Whatever my gift is, I can be a prophet, you know. And if I'm not, I'll be satisfied not. But like I said, it's like, I'll be bold. I'll say, Lord, make me an apostle. I can't claim it. He's got to make it, right? I want to be a prophet. Maybe if I ask to be a prophet, maybe he'll say, Paul, no, just be a teacher. If I ask to be an apostle, maybe he'll say, no, Paul, just be a prophet. So you ask, you know, it never hurts to ask for a little more. In case he's in the mood of sort of holding you back a little bit. And I'm smiling as I say that. Forbidden not to speak with tongues. Oh, forbidden not to speak with tongues. Well, why would you do that? We need to speak foreign languages. Exactly. There would be no need to say, I forbid you to speak in Hebrew to the Hebrews or in Greek to the Greeks. What about speaking Greek to the Hebrews? Well, why would you do that? I don't know. I just thought it would be kind of cool.